Hey, it's me, Case. Welcome to a special episode of the New Mindset Hudas podcast. This is going to be a short guided meditation that I put together for you. I was really inspired the other day. I was traveling all day and I spent a lot of time on a plane, and I kind of just let my thoughts drift during that time. I just let the old Case Kenny brain take me wherever it wanted. And during that time, I came to realize something that I think is really powerful, something that I think has the ability to change how you think, really how you perceive the world around you, how you feed your heart and your soul, how, more than you think, you have this powerful ability to feed yourself moments of happiness and joy literally anytime you want. So I think you can really benefit from listening to this short guided meditation episode. It has the power to remind you that it is possible, very possible, for you to be happy in this very moment, right now. Even with all the problems you have, the frustrations you carry, all those things are still very real and they still carry weight in your life. But I think this episode can remind you that being happy doesn't mean the absence of problems or frustrations or certain emotions. It simply means that you can find the power and courage to direct your thoughts towards moments of joy. And I think I've found a really, really simple but powerful way to do this. So wherever you are right now, try to find a quiet environment where you can listen to this. Go sit down. Try not to look at your phone while you do this. Don't browse the gram. Look at your computer. Just try to be with me as I say these things and have these thoughts and you react to them. Ready? Okay, let's get started. I want you to take one deep breath in with me and out. And with that breath, I want you to smile right now. I want you to put a smile on your face. Doesn't matter if you have to fake it. Doesn't matter if it's not genuine. Just smile right now. Feel your eyes open wider. Feel your heart beat a bit faster. Feel yourself fill with hope and expectation that something good, something funny, fulfilling, something pleasing is right in front of you. Feel any tension or tightness in your body fade a little bit. Just smile and hold this smile for a bit longer. And release. And in your heart and in your head, I want you to repeat after me. In this moment, I am happy. In this moment, I feel joy. Take one deep breath in and out. How many times have you thought to yourself that one day in the future, one beautiful day, things will be different and you will be happy? One day, all the things that cause you to suffer right now, all the frustrations you experience and emotions that you feel, that they'll be gone, and then you'll finally be happy. How many times have you pushed off your happiness? How many times have you assumed that you're only capable of being happy when the issues you're currently facing come to an end? We've all felt this way. We all push our happiness off to the future, to some random moment, to a time where we are all free of our issues and where we have clarity and are just free. So we seek, we align our happiness to a time where our problems no longer exist. But in this moment, with the smile you just put on your face, with each breath you take, deep down, you know that being happy, feeling joy in your heart and in your head is something that you can feel and experience today, in this moment, right now. And as much and as often as you tend to think yourself out of being happy, as often as you pinpoint all the things that are holding you back, the emotions that frustrate you, the people that have betrayed you, the career that drains you, as often as you tell yourself that you're not happy, you do have the ability to think yourself into being happy. and I promise you, you can do this. Every time you give into your thoughts of feeling overwhelmed, feeling lost, the things that hold you back, the things that take up space in your heart, you turn your back on the amazing ability you have to tell your soul that in this moment, you can be happy. In this moment, you can feel joy. In this moment, you know, deep down, with compassion and clarity, with eagerness and kindness towards yourself, that you can quiet the doubt that creeps in your head and tells you that happiness is only available to you when your problems cease to exist. In this moment, you know that you have a superpower you can tap into whenever you choose. You have a superpower that gives you control back over your heart. A superpower that in this moment quiets those feelings of guilt, shame, confusion, frustration, loneliness. A superpower that not only tells your heart that in this moment you're happy and you feel joy, but truly believes in it. It's a superpower that literally creates a state of happiness for you. Take one deep breath. And out. I want you to remember that in life, you cannot be happy unless you've been unhappy. You don't know what it means to be happy unless you've felt the opposite. And I know you've been unhappy. I know you've felt overwhelmed and lost and frustrated and broken. You have felt all of those things. And it's in those feelings, in recognizing those things, that you can be happy right now. You can create moments of happiness and joy right now just by feeding your heart the opposite. You can be happy, truly happy, actually happy in this moment by asking yourself, who is the happier person? Someone who has seen life, experienced life, tasted it in all of its varieties and forms. Someone who has been thrown to the winds, up and down, been frustrated, disappointed, failed, flopped. Or the person who has never tried, who has never been broken, never been disappointed, never been vulnerable. It's the person who has tried, who has been vulnerable enough to be hurt. And you are that person. We are those people. And because of that, because of those experiences, you have perspective. You know what it is to have lost. You know what it is to have hurt. You know what it is to have felt alone, to have disappointed yourself and others, to have felt guilt or shame, to have been broken and adrift. You know all those feelings all too well. And there is no greater fuel for your happiness right now, in this moment, than those memories. Those memories are what give you your superpower. You can be happy in this moment. You can find joy in this moment. Take one deep breath. And out. Wherever you are right now, whether you're at work, in your chair, in your apartment or your house, on the couch, or you're walking somewhere, you're at the gym, or you're in your car, you can recall in your head a time in the past where you were in the exact same place physically and you had something heavy weighing on your heart, something that overwhelmed you, something that absorbed all of your energy and your enthusiasm. And in that moment, you had said to yourself, if only this wasn't happening to me, if only I didn't feel this way, I would be happy. And I want you to recall that moment, that specific moment where you were right where you are right now, but you felt pain or frustration or confusion. Think of that moment, that specific moment. Think of the time you had your heart broken, where you trusted someone and they let you down, they left you. Think of that time where you felt your heart drop when you realized you had failed completely, where you let someone down, where you let yourself down. Recall that moment. Recall how that moment made you feel physically. Remember the tightness in your chest, the way your breath was a bit faster and more exacerbated. Recall the tenseness you felt throughout your body. and just be with those uncomfortable feelings and memories for a minute with me. Now realize that the perspective from that experience, the way you felt in that moment, is the very reason you could be happy in this moment. That past experience sucked. It hurt. You felt lost. In that moment, you wished it would go away, that it wouldn't be happening to you, that you would give anything to not be experiencing that thing, to not be feeling what you were feeling. In that moment, you said to yourself, I would be happy if this wasn't happening. And that memory, that perspective, is your superpower right now. Because in this moment, you are not suffering. You are not going through that thing. It is not happening right now. You are free of that experience. You're in the exact same position, maybe the same place, maybe walking the same street, the same car, in the same chair, wearing the same shoes. But that weight is no longer heavy within you. That moment has passed. And with that perspective, you have the power to feed yourself a moment of happiness. In this moment, you can create happiness. You can create joy. You can do this by celebrating that you do not feel that thing any longer. It no longer holds you down. Take one deep breath. And out. Think of the last time you were sick, where you had a cold or the flu, and how you could barely breathe. You were all congested. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't sleep. You were miserable. In that moment, all you could think about was how great you had it when you weren't sick, when you could breathe freely and sleep without a problem. In this moment, right now, you can breathe freely. You can sleep without issue. You're not suffering. And how great is that? Think of that time where you didn't get that job offer, or you were fired from your current job, or you had some huge failure in your career. In that moment, you felt guilt and shame, disappointment. In this moment, right now, those feelings are in the past. You're not that way right now. Maybe you have a job, a career, you're working, you're progressing. How great is that? Or think about the time where you hurt yourself, you broke your foot, or your finger, or your arm. It sucked. It was the worst. Remember that feeling of helplessness. Or something as simple as a time where you broke out on your forehead and how it felt bad to see that in the mirror. You felt self-conscious. Find joy in this moment, in such a small thing as not having that broken bone or your skin being clear right now. Look at your foot. Look at your finger. Look at yourself in the mirror. Those feelings are in the past. There's joy to be found in this moment. In this moment, with realizations like that, you can create a moment of joy, a moment of happiness in your heart. And that is your superpower. You can do this anytime, anywhere, any place. You can feed your heart a moment of joy by looking back and bringing perspective into this current moment. And I want you to do this right now. I want you to create a moment of joy, a small moment, right now. Think about a time, a specific time in your life where you felt lost or suffered, where you were broken, where you failed, tripped, fell. Now create a small moment of joy by feeding your heart the realization that in this moment, you are free of that weight, that heaviness. You no longer feel how you felt in that moment. You don't feel the tenseness and the stress in your body, the weight you once felt. In this moment, you're healthy, you're well. You're not sick, you don't have a headache, you're not hungover, you're not in pain, you can breathe freely. In this moment, you do not feel betrayed, you do not feel disappointed like you did that one time. You do not feel the way you felt when that relationship fell apart. In this moment, you're comfortable, you're well, you're not cold or wet or hungry. In this moment, give yourself permission to be happy, to find joy right now, Find joy in recognizing that you have suffered. You are still suffering, but you can create happiness by recognizing that what once hurt no longer does. Sure, there are other things that are heavy, new pains and frustrations that have entered your life, but you have the power, the superpower, to recall moments that once hurt but no longer do. And in appreciating this moment where you no longer suffer from those things, you can create a moment of joy. And that is a superpower, that at any given moment, at any time, you can create a small moment of joy in your head and in your heart by saying to yourself, I am not suffering right now the way I once was. I am not hurting in that way. I am not lost in that way. I am not frustrated in that way. And you should find joy in that realization that right now, yes, you have other issues and weight you carry with you, but you do not have the same heaviness you once felt. And you can feel that physically in your body. You do not have that tenseness. You don't feel that tightness in your chest. In this moment, you can find beautiful perspective in that. You can find a new appreciation for the things you've seen, felt, and experienced. Instead of tenseness and heaviness in your body right now, you can find your hair stand on end in joy. You can find a calmness, a comfort, a warmness throughout your body. In this moment, you realize that memories can either be a burden or a source of happiness. They can either hold you down, you can carry them with a sense of shame or guilt, or you can use them as your superpower to recognize that happiness lives here, right now. That you can be happy when you allow yourself to be right here, in this moment. When you no longer believe that you should be somewhere else, thinking that is where your happiness awaits you. You are here, in this moment. And you can be happy here. Happiness is not something you have to achieve, or wait for, or unlock. There is no one thing blocking it. The absence of many things or many feelings isn't going to magically make you happy. You are here right now. And you are here armed with amazing perspective from your past. And you are no longer in that past moment, that moment of brokenness or loneliness or confusion. And you should find such joy in this moment of being free of that. The things from your past, the bruises you carry with you, the memories you have, they are here. They serve a purpose to give you perspective, an incredible source of appreciation that makes you grateful for your current state of being. In this moment, in the short time you're listening to this episode, in this moment, find truth in knowing that you can create moments of happiness when you let go of the belief that life is working against you, that happiness is only available to you when your problems cease to exist. And instead, celebrate the beautiful mess that is your life and the amazing moments of joy you can find as a result. So that's it. I hope you found this valuable and it gives you a sense of hope and happiness in this moment. Let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.